few of the residents of Perilous Falls knew that their town's museum housed much more than relics and antiquities. Rising up like a mountain of spires and domes at the high end of Main Street, the museum could be seen from anywhere within the city limits. Assembled from bits of demolished European castles, monasteries, and churches, the small village of stone buildings on the hilltop was officially known as the Jacob Wilder Reliquarium and Antiquities Collection. Wilder himself dubbed it Peniel, for reasons no one could quite recall. But everybody in town simply knew it as the museum. Most had no idea that a mysterious community lived within its walls, hidden from public view. Along a stone hallway deep within the recesses of Peniel, 12-year-old Will Wilder dashed from door to door. He yanked at the ringed handles, peering into the darkened rooms, manically searching. Abbot Athanasius? Oh, come on! Another empty chamber. He slammed the heavy door in frustration, stomping down the hall to try another. His discernment of spirits training session was to have started 40 minutes earlier, but when he appeared at the huge chamber on the north side of Peniel, where he had been meeting the abbot every weekend for months, it was vacant. Abbot Athanasius! Will pushed open the last door at the end of the hall. The smoky lighting of the chandelier in the windowless room made it hard to see. Once his eyes adjusted, he caught sight of a figure seated on a high-backed chair in the middle of the room. Its back was turned to the door. Achoo! Will sneezed. Tentatively he entered, taking his pith helmet in hand, wary of the situation, given the sneezes. Abbot? When Will touched the shoulder of the figure, it collapsed to the ground. He kicked the mannequin in disgust. Where are you? He yelled. Look. Will spun around, trying to locate the voice. Look closely. Achoo! Achoo! A shadowy form stood in the corner of the room. The faint light from the chandelier 20 feet above made it impossible to say for sure who or what was there. Abbot, is that you? Will whispered, inching toward the dark corner. He grabbed the arm of the thing lingering in the shadows. Another dummy. Will hit the midsection of the figure with his helmet. What is this? Will asked.
What do you see?
A screechy voice echoed from the opposite corner. Will turned quickly. He could feel heat gathering on his face. He was so annoyed by the mannequins, he felt like kicking in a wall or breaking something. Still, he walked toward the dark corner, his dread increasing with every step.
What do you see? The voice demanded.
I can't see anything. It's too dark, Will huffed. Someone was in the corner. Maybe Abbot Athanasius, maybe another dummy. He had to figure out which it was. A buzzing sound from above forced Will's eyes upward. From the chandelier, a withered creature in black robes descended. Deep wrinkles covered its face, a cruel look in its beady eyes. Two claws reached for him. Will scampered back toward the nearest wall. The creature touched the ground, closing in on him.
What did you see?
It demanded. I... Will inched along the wall toward the door. Get away from me!